this is Bernie Bantol, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Tank half empty, tank half full. Why don't you grab a hold of that rope and help me pull? Right now, I could use a little help, not another blowing fuse. Just asking, I ain't pleading. You make the call, you're the one that's needing it. What he thinks about all day long. An old Indian once told me, never weaken. Then I heard the preacher say, turn the other cheek and walk away. Once we start walking, we've chosen our path. But just this once, can you try to be strong? I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. Roll on. A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. End up down on my knees. Just can't do it anymore. I fuck something up. Fight back the violence. Shrug your shoulders and fall into silence and walk away. Maybe you think I'm drawing a line in the sand, but I'm only looking for a helping hand, and yet you walk away. Try to be strong for me. I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. About all day long. The man is what he thinks about all day long.
You know, I was hoping and praying, and I've been a good little boy, and I was hoping that this year for Christmas I'd get another visit from the Grand Caribou Opry like we did last year, one of the finest shows I ever did see. But I don't know, I haven't heard anything, so I'm guessing it's not going to happen, which makes me sad, because that was fun. But there's the patriarch of the Grand Caribou Opry himself, Mr. Barney Bentall, from his fine record Gift Horse with a Man Is. And he's not coming to town, I don't believe, but his baby boy, Mr. Dustin's going to be here on Wednesday. He was originally supposed to play on Thursday his own show, but they kind of thought, you know, why don't we combine this and make it a supersized, action-packed, wonder-filled, amazing show on Wednesday with the double header of a full set by Dustin Bentall and then a full set by the Dust Poets. Hello. Sounds like a magic combination to me. So if you were planning on going to see Dustin on Thursday, you don't have to now because you were going to go on Wednesday to see the Dust Poets anyway. So now you get to see both, which is even gooder. So go on out on Wednesday to see Dustin Bentall and the Dust Poets. But if you don't know how good this guy really is, check out. Here's a few things from Dustin. We'll play a couple things recorded live in the studio and one of our favorites from the record. And he's one of our favorite live guests here in the studio. And I was hoping to have him in again, but I don't know. We'll just relive the great memories. We'll start this one off. This was done by request by our friend Mr. Stu Reed over at the Twang Trust on CKOW. Asked for this one, and holy cow, am I glad he did, because it worked out pretty darn good. Here's Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays singing Crash Hard. Man, that was a good one. You're live on the show.
Maybe by request, Crash Hard.
Stu Reed. Gotta love him.
Here's Rami and I doing Crash Hard. Once I was high, now I'm grounded. Then I felt real good, but now I feel wounded. Something in your eyes tells me the time has come. Here comes the end of the fun. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. Once I did some time in Chateau d'If prison. There I had a best friend whose name was Levin. They let him out in 43 and me in 7. God told me one time he'd let me into heaven when I'm done. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I can't run from all that has been said and done. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. Once I had a scratch, so I cut in deeper just to know what it felt like to be cut deeper. Then I felt the scratch on my back tell me, could it be the night's reaper? I looked back in time to see him reaching for his gun. Dressed in red and black, she told me all that I lack. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but it felt good just to have her near. She said it's being alone that I fear. This I know. Please don't you tell anyone. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I can't run from all that has been said and done. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a brand new one. Speaking of new ones, and yeah, like I was saying, hopefully you know, maybe end of November we'll get into the studio to do it, to do the next record. But busy for the time being. This one's called I Don't Miss Being 23. Song called The Old Lonely Roamer. Well, did you ever hear about old Dobro Dan? He picked a guitar down around Kansas for 50 bucks a meal and a bottle of rye. Well, the folks who'd seen all the rest, they all say Dan picked the best, but he never came around but that one time. There's another story about Moonshine and Ricky. He picked a guitar down in Mississippi. You could even see him with a banjo on his knee. the folk, they never seen one played so well. The beautiful traveling stories he'd tell. He only broke out of jail to be free. Well, this is the story of the old lonely roamer. He picked a guitar down in Oklahoma till a man with a check in his hand come to see. Well, he said, you can spend it on crystals and pearl-handled pistols. For all I care, boy, I just want a piece of the meat. Little Johnny Ellis. In the Sunshine State, she tells the story of a guitar player come to town. She offered him a place to stay for the night if he'd open up his case to play. She loved to hear on her walls the guitar sound. Yeah, but he got up and gone the next morning at the sound of a train whistle's warning. With a thank you, ma'am, you've been so kind to me. Here's someone playing down at Leroy's place. You don't know the name, but you might have seen the face. You never know, ma'am, it just might be me. Well, that's the story of the old lonely roamer. He picked a guitar down in Oklahoma till a man with a check in his hand come to see. Well, he said, you can spend it on crystals and pearl-handled pistols. For all I care, boy, I just want a piece of me. But if he had money to throw around, he'd be as melancholy as a clown with a different name for every town. Yeah, if he had money to throw around, he'd be as melancholy as a clown with a different name.
Well, one of my favorites on the album is Such a Shame.
Oh, God.
Which is number 7.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Isn't that a killer tune?
I love that song. Do you want, just while I cue it up here, do you have anything to, is that a true story, that song?
Ah, I love this story.
It's a true story, all right. The song, basically, the friend I lost at, that's sing about in that song is a 69 Chevy Impala I used to have.
See, you'd never know that. Isn't that weird?
Sometimes I don't like to give it away, but
it's kind of cool to know.
Yeah.
I think you just ruined the song.
That's what I hear.
No, yeah, but it's a heavy story, though, still. Like, it's not like, oh, my car died.
Almost 3 years ago, drove that car across Canada. It's the car in the reflection on the cover of the record.
Oh, yeah.
And, me and my friend drove it across Canada, and we were on the road for exactly 2 months to the day, and we were 5 hours from home. I just spent a night at the ranch, and driving back, and we were, 2.5 hours from Vancouver at the end of this long trip, and F-250 and a camper trailer behind it crossed the center line and hit us head on in the Fraser Valley, Fraser Canyon there. and it was just a complete miracle that either one of us survived it. And it was only because we had, 6 feet of 40-year-old steel in front of us.
Wow.
That we were able to get out relatively unscathed. So the song is about.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back in on the song.
You got it back in. Okay. It's a heavy deal. Though,
and then of course, some of the inspiration is from some very, very, very close friends of mine that I've lost along the way too. So.
Well, it's a beautiful song, and thanks for picking it, Rami.
I wish you all could have seen it this one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all alone what she's doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boy, I tell you, she hit all the lines. I guess some boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids that captured me. How could they not? I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish am I to think it'll last forever? Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. She lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone.
Even if it is just about a car, that's a gorgeous song. That's such a shame there from Dustin Bentall, and he'll be in town on Wednesday opening up for the Dust Poets. And I'm telling you, that's gonna be a darn fine show. What else did we hear there from Mr. Bentall, or as Howard would say, Mr. Benthal? I don't know why he always says that, but Old Lonely Roamer before that, recorded live in the studio. I Don't Miss Being 23. What a good song that is. And Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays live here in the studio with Crash Hard. And, man, good stuff. Can't wait for that show Wednesday night. It can be a lot of fun. Boy, we're running out of time here real quick. In case you're, we haven't mentioned it for a while, but the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are going to the Grey Cup, in case you care. 19-9, final score. And now it's BC and Saskatchewan playing to see who we're going to play. And I was just saying, how funny would it be if Winnipeg and Saskatchewan were playing in the Grey Cup? I think that would be pretty darn funny. So I guess we got to root for Saskatchewan today, because we don't want to play BC. Nobody cares about them. So go Saskatchewan, go. I just think that would be fantastic. So go Saskatchewan. Anyways, I said I'd play a song for KK. I thought that I would surround myself with smart and wonderful people. And instead, I get surrounded by all these cat people, and I don't understand. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, T-Bar's got the cat. He's also got the dog, though, so he's okay. You know, Stu's got like 25 cats or something. You got, the love of my life has a cat, which I don't understand. So, you know, I'm surrounded by this cat, and this cat likes to sit on me, which drives me crazy. I think she trained it for that, but... So I got the cat there, and then now KK's got the damn cat going. I don't understand what's with you, all you cat people. I thought us dog people had schooled you by now. But we'll play a couple songs for the cat people from the Weaker Thans. They're playing on the 22nd at the Big Walker Theater. Just checked, some real bad seats still available if you want to come. Jim Bryson's playing with them, so it's going to be good. But anyways, here's a couple of cat songs. There's not very many cat songs, so thank goodness for the Weaker Thans. But here you go, KK and Jane and Stu and all you cat people. Here you go. Here's the Weaker Thans.
Why don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those kids. Songs you sing, they're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. We'll talk about the weather.
stop the self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home. I know you're strong. It had something to do with the rain, leaching loamy dirt, and the way the back lane came alive. Half moon whispered go. For a while I heard you, missing steps in the street, and your anger pleading in an uncertain key, singing the sound that you found for me. When the winter took the tips of my ears, found this noisy home full of pigeons and places to hide. Abandoned machines waiting for their men to return. I remember the way I would wait for you to arrive with kibble and a box full of beer. Scratch the empties, desperate to hear. You make the sound that you found for me. After scrapping with the ferals and the tabby, brush my matted fur. How I'd knead into your chest while you were sleeping. Shallow breathing made me purr.
Hello, folks. This is Eric Bogle on behalf of Jeff Robson's Tell the Band to Go Home program on 101.5 UM FM. All community radio stations give you a musical choice. Without them, you'd have to listen to Prince and Madonna 24 hours a day. Don't let that happen.
Somebody's moggy by the side of the road. Somebody's pussy who forgot his highway code. Someone's favorite feline who ran clean out of luck when he ran onto the road and tried to argue with a truck.
Yesterday he burned and played in his pussy paradise, decapitating Tweety birds and masticating mice. Now he's just 6 pounds of raw mincemeat
that don't smell very nice. He's nobody's moggy now.
Oh,
you who love your pussy, be sure to keep him in. Don't let him argue with a truck. The truck is bound to win. And up on the busy road, don't let him play or frolic. If you do, I'm warning you, it could be catastrophic.
If he tries to play on the roadway, I'm afraid that will be that. There will be one last despairing meow and a sort of squelchy splat. And your pussy will be slightly dead
and very, very flat. He's nobody's moggy, just red and squashed and soggy. He's nobody's moggy now.
Oh, who let him in there? It's our old friend Eric Bogle there from Australia with some words of warning for you cat people. Bluegrass guy, are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm a dog person.
Good, thank you very much. I always liked you. So there you go. There's some songs for the cat people. Eric Bogle, he's nobody's moggy now. Before that, a couple from the Weaker Thans, Virtute the Cat Explains Her Departure and Plea from a Cat Named Virtute. There you go, Bluegrass Guy's taking over, and we'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts and such.